Welcome to this Financial Advisor podcast, where I speak to South Africa's leading financial advisors. Today I speak to Eric Jordaan of the Cape Town-based Crew Invest. He's an admitted attorney and a CFP. Eric, welcome to the MoneyWeb studio. An attorney and a CFP, how did you get from an attorney to being a CFP?
Yeah, Rick, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, it was an interesting journey, a life journey for me as well, starting out in the legal profession, practicing as an attorney, and then getting to a point where you realize that the benefit and where you could best assist people, probably I found, was in helping them with their finances and ensuring that they've got a financially secure future. And that's where I really got a bit more interest in financial planning. And a lot of the legal aspects of what I've been trained in is so applicable to the financial planning of each individual client.
You see, many CAs becoming advisors or financial planners, but yeah, Not many attorneys. Where actually is it the tax planning? Probably CAs would be good there, but what other areas... Probably estate planning, and what other areas does it benefit?
Correct, yeah. So from my individual perspective, I had quite an interest on the tax side. So I did a master's degree in tax planning. So that was where my initial probably interest in the financial side at a touch point. So from there on, yes, estate planning is quite a lot of relevance in there. Structures like trust, understanding how an individual can use trust to the best interest, whether it's advisable to use those structures. Those advice points has become really relevant in the last couple of years, and you feel that's where you can add a lot of value to your clients.
Yeah. On the Crew Invest website, one of the first phrases you actually see is that you state that Crew is fiercely independent. Why is this important?
Correct. We see independence as being one of the important aspects of any advisory firm out there. And the reason why we so fiercely independent is that we are there to act in the best interest of our clients. So ultimately, we are there for the benefit of our clients. So we want to do what's best for our individual clients. And often what we've seen is that there's no one-size-fits-all solution to all clients, and that's where the fiercely independence part comes in.
But I think many advisors at, you know, some of the insurance groups or the advisors who are affiliated with a particular asset manager would say the same.
There's not that we think that those client or those advisors can't advise a client to the best possible ability, but from our point of view, it puts you in a better position to be able to really offer the client all the options out there. And in every aspect of a financial product and how products are designed by various insurances, asset managers, all of them have a specific target market and an area where a specific product or structure suits a client better. And we just feel like being independent allows you to tie those two up better for a client.
Do you think clients appreciate that?
I do. From our experience, clients do want independence from the advisor. They do feel that your advisor are in a position to really look after their interests better in that way.
But while we're living in interesting times, we see a lot of political instability. We've seen a depressed economy for a few years now. The JSE has underperformed relative to other markets around the world. Does this influence the plans you draw up for clients currently as opposed to, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
It definitely does. We look at, especially from our planning perspective, at being a long-term investment strategies. That's what we look at. And especially the depressed markets in the last 4 to 5 years have really made it difficult for clients to stick to those plans and starting to question whether those return assumptions that was built in those plans are still relevant and still realistic.
I must imagine those meetings are pretty uncomfortable.
They do, but we do a lot of investor education with our clients in that we make sure that they do understand what they could expect from a specific solution that's offered to those clients. So before a client is advised to invest in any specific solution, they are well versed in terms of what those possible outcomes can be, especially in the short term, and then trying to focus the client to understand that the short-term volatility in the market is really just there to provide some opportunity for clients as well, but to remain focused on the long-term outcomes and ensuring that those long-term trends are still in track.
Yeah, but you see, you get different types of clients. You have those who pitch up once a year to talk to you because you set up the meeting to give them feedback. Mm. And then they can or cannot be very surprised at what they see. And then you get the other type of clients who try and phone you on a weekly basis saying, you know, Naspers went down 2%. It's the end of the world. How do you manage that?
Yeah. Yes, we've actively tried to discourage clients of actually keeping such a close track on the market, because it typically tends clients to make the wrong decision. When you see volatility in the short term, you want to react to those. You feel that you need to make a decision, which often leads to you making the wrong decision. And that's why we at least have an annual meeting, sometimes half yearly meetings with our clients, depending on what the client's needs are, to ensure that they understand that things are where things are tracking. Are things on track? Are they necessary to make any changes to what's happening in the short term? And for us, more importantly, is to give us the opportunity to reinforce their long term objectives and goals, and remind clients what their long term objectives are. And
one of the key things I think financial advisors need to consider is asset allocation. Now, either you can do it, advising your clients, for example, to have more exposure or less exposure to something like, say, listed property, or you can delegate it to the asset manager. And what is your thinking regarding asset allocation?
So we as financial planners see our role as, first of all, identifying what those clients' long-term objectives and needs and goals are, looking at where they then currently are positioned, and getting an understanding of what those return requirements are that the client would need to be able to give them the best possible opportunity of reaching those goals. So once we understand what those return requirements are, we then outsource the asset allocation in terms to a portfolio portfolio manager, who then constructs those portfolios to give the client the best possible solution and best possible chance of actually achieving those long-term return objectives while exposing to as little as possible risk in getting to those goals.
That's a pretty structured approach, and I think many advisors do that. But is there any room for innovative thinking on behalf or for an advisor for certain clients?
Yes, each client's position is unique. So you look at a client's holistic portfolio, you'll look at how they currently are invested and see if there are currently any overexposure to a specific asset class. Client might have too little or too much offshore exposure, too much exposure to property, for instance. And in the construction of your portfolio, we can address those specific, call it outliers that there are, and try and see a client's portfolio holistically as opposed to looking at an investment in isolation.
Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you for coming to the MoneyWeb studio, and good luck for the future.
Great. Thanks a lot, and thanks for the opportunity.
That was Eric Jordaan, and he is a financial planner at the Cape Town-based group Crew Invest.